The Environmental Protection Agency will order the biggest environmental dredging plan in U.S. history. Reports say the EPA plans to go ahead with a Clinton administration proposal to dredge PCBs from a 40-mile stretch of the Hudson River north of Albany. EPA Administrator Christine Todd Whitman modified the plan so it would go into effect in stages. General Electric, which had plants in the area, would be required to pay for most of the $500 million cleanup. Under President Bush, the EPA has been criticized as not environmentally friendly. As part of our series of talks with members of the Bush administration, I spoke with Whitman about those criticisms.
There's been a vast mischaracterization of the administration's position on the environment. If you look at the decisions that the Environmental Protection Agency has had to make, some of the cases that we've settled on air, on pesticides, on protection of water, what's happened is there's been arsenic, which people you can disagree with and people do on a policy perspective, and that's been used to say this is all that the administration is about. And it's just simply not there. We have taken and made decisions that are very environmentally friendly and protective.
The Bush administration has come under a lot of criticism for opting out of the Kyoto Treaty. You've said there are some alternatives that are going to be proposed. What are you thinking about, and when are we going to hear about them?
Well, the president has directed the Cabinet Task Force on Global Climate Change to look at what kinds of things that we can do that are market-based solutions. He's already put money behind extending the scientific research that needs to be done on where things are going to occur and how what kinds of actions we could take that could offset them, as well as to help identify a little bit more exactly which human activities are the ones that are having the biggest impact. And so what he wants to do is get a baseline on data on emissions and what kind of market-based solutions can we come up with, what we could do hemispherically. And we're now working on that. Frankly, the president's proposal for a pollutant bill is going to be an enormous step in the direction of cleaning up the air for everyone if we can get that through.
So nothing specific yet and no timetable?
No timetable, no, and nothing specific yet.
It seems like environmental issues are always global issues. If you look at whaling, if you look at attempts to preserve endangered species, dolphin-safe tuna, does it make sense for the U.S. to be acting on its own when it comes to things like climate?
Well, we're not, though. We are actively engaged with China, with Canada, with Japan, with the umbrella group, which includes Australia and New Zealand. We are interacting with the rest of the world. What we're saying is, though, that we don't think that where the rest of the world is going with the specifics of the Kyoto Protocol is the right direction.
One of the things the EPA has been focusing on has been what's the right level of arsenic to have in the water? And last Friday, the House passed a bill that would have forced the EPA to adopt the limits proposed by the Clinton administration.
Right.
Is that good science?
Well, that's no science yet. 10 parts per billion is what this Clinton administration proposed, but the National Academy of Sciences only had said it should be less than 50, which is our current standard. And we agree with that. It certainly should be less than 50. But I wanted to get a better understanding. And I've asked the National Academy of Sciences, and they're in the process of doing a much more extensive review using some new results that we hadn't had before to determine between 3 and 20 what's the appropriate place to put it. We're still on track to have the National Academy of Sciences report done by the early fall. So perhaps before this particular rider goes in, we'll have a better answer from science.
The Clinton administration proposal was based on the National Academy of Sciences study. Was that not enough science?
Well, it didn't say. First, let me back up and say there's an enormous difference, enormous impact where you peg it. All the National Academy of Sciences said was that 50 was too high. Europe has 10, Canada has 25 parts per billion. So, I mean, there is not an overall consensus that at 10 you're safe, at 11 you're not, at 9 you're even better. And that's the problem with it. There are two other things that we also are required as an agency to consider. One is the cost of implementation and the health benefit cost. And what had happened was the Clinton administration had rushed it to get it through before they left office at the end of January. And in the course of doing that, I don't think they allowed themselves enough time to get the full balance of what it was going to cost, how we could avoid unintended consequences, and what really science was telling us about where within this range are we going to offer the most protection to people. I just wanted to have a little more time to make sure that where we pegged it was really the absolute right place.
How is this job different than you thought it would be coming in?
I think Washington has gotten, it's always been partisan, but it's gotten very, very partisan, perhaps because the election took so long to decide. It seems to be a little bit more than I was expecting in the way issues have been taken out of context. That always happens to a degree, but it seems to be a little bit more. But other than that, I had a pretty good idea of the kinds of things that were going to be part of my challenge at EPA.
Thanks very much.
Okay, pleasure.
Christine Todd-Whitman is administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency.